Tumbeta italia katika anga.
Like this. That is how the trumpet will sound.
What do you think that also says about the opposition and their confidence in organizing protests? So since always if you're Ruto, you're going to look for the third person who's too term and hurt them.
Yes.
Achiki. So that's why Nangalia is his resort. Like I was looking at the NCIC guy on Monday being like, watch this space, something is going to happen. And they're like, no. Mama, the past few weeks, Iliwani, Ombachi na Bien.
Na Bien.
Yes, yes. So, una feel any? And it didn't actually do. Another breaking news. Leo ilikuwa ni nani? Methu.
Yeah, kuku SG.
SG. And what was Nani's role? Because all of a sudden, that's when I realized Malala was not the SG.
SG.
Ekonene. Episode 668. Tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na leo tuko na Marvin the news guy.
So happy to be here, man. Finally. Yeah.
Niaje.
Niko fiti, man.
Yeah. Unafanya kazi poa.
And
yeah, alafu kuna kitu mu find interesting. Kwa nini wekaga time? Like ukiseti news, why do you make sure that people know the time that was reported? Why do you feel that's important?
Because news inakuanga evolving. News inakuanga live. Mimi usema hivyo.
Yeah, yeah.
News inakuanga na lifespan. So from the time it's breaking to the time the last detail inapeanwa.
Yes.
And it's important for someone to get that context. That naona hiki to 5 p.m. But inikitulifanyika 1 p.m.
Yes.
So kunaweza kuwa na new details.
Oh, okay.
About this story, yeah.
Afya nimekuwa nikicheki your evolution, can I call it the studio?
Yeah.
So is it right now you're using, is it a real studio? Just because sinitagi vitu ni real studio mume ni unatumia tu ma inaitwa
green screen.
Yeah.
No, it's a real studio. It's a real studio.
Oh, okay. It looks really good.
Niligeuza one bedroom. Kwa nyumba yangu ni kama niweke kwa studio.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Because other reason nafanya na kuuliza hivyo, sijui kwa unajua, kuna kogana hii show ya futa inaitwa Match of the Day ya Britain. I don't know if you've ever even seen a clip of it.
I think I'll check it out.
Ukicheki, so it looks like a real studio. Then baadaye unakutana na behind the scenes and it's a green screen. So since then, I'm always like, nashindwa. Kunaendaje. But pia like one of the biggest stories saizi Kenya imekuwa history ya kids. Getting lost, yes? How bad do you think it is?
Mr. Ma, I usually take everything with a pinch of salt, especially kwa hii edge.
Yes.
Na hii edge tunaishi, because first of all, the fact that information travels faster.
Yes.
So, and that's why Mr. Ma, hata sahi ni rahisi sana kuona kama accidents zimekuwa mingi.
Yes.
Nini zimekuwa mingi. Because as someone who's in Nairobi, it's easier for you to know about something that's happening in Huisero or in Makindu as opposed to time ya magazeti yenye ulikuwa unangoja. So hiyo time maybe zilikuwa zinafanyika hivyo tu bado, lakini hiyo information haikuwa inafikia watu.
Yes,
lakini sasa hii hata incident ukakitokea pahali, it's easier to know that something happened. But I'm not watering down the fact that it's a really touchy issue.
Yes.
And well, official figures nimekuwa nikiangalia. Kumekuwa na 10,000 child related cases.
Yes.
But these are disappearances, just child protection cases zimekuwa around 10,000. Then there's another figure over there, but
that's in the past year. In the past year. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's like 30 cases a day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But that isn't is a child protection, but now for disappearances zikiwa around 170 something. Zenye zimekuwa recorded by authorities.
Yes.
Of which compared to past years, it's not as alarming.
Oh, okay.
But then sasa shida ni again citizen journalism versus official journalism and mainstream journalism. And unaweza sema kuna maybe zenye zimekuwa captured through citizen journalism zenye zija make it to mainstream journalism ama hazija kwa reported kwa police and all that.
Yes.
All in all, it's a really touchy issue. And we can only hope that our children are safe, as police wame come out wakasema, because wame toa statement leo wakasema you know, it's not as alarming as people are making it look.
Okay, okay. Because yeah. I think when it comes to kids, kuna kwa gatuna yo element, it's kids.
Yeah.
And people become super paranoid.
Mm.
So kama inajipataga squeezy, kuna kitambo ile nikuwa nachaga mtoi.
Yeah.
An 11 year old. Mm. Kuna mwachaga, like akichukuliwa na basi, anateremka tu peke yake.
Yes.
But now I've become that paranoid person where every time she's going downstairs, lazima nishuke na yeye. Nikishamwona ameingia kwa basi, sasa ndio niko like, damn, now I can't go back. So I think there's just that element here.
Yeah.
Fear ikikama to kids. Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, alafu pia kulikuwa na history ingine pia ulibaki ume report on, and it was the SA that happened at Diamond Plaza. Yes.
Mm.
So what was the story? She's a cleaner, and what's this Asian guy, what is he, does he own the company? Like,
yeah, story the, in the pretty scanty details, zake ni pretty scanty ni that a lady mwenye alikuwa cleaner was SA'd.
Yes.
And the person ni among the owners were the plaza.
Okay.
Oh.
But then kuna pia I think maybe a lot of things are happening, because leo pia kwa DM nimetumiwa, nimeambiwa there was a case of stabbing then Diamond Plaza One. So yeah,
Kisi ya stabbing ni related to what?
Like a love triangle.
Oh, okay.
Two ladies fighting over a man. One lady stabbed the other. Yeah. Someone sent me the video actually. Sasa naona video kama hizo wezi ya TikTok juu ya community guidelines.
I understand. Alafu, this story is a love triangle zinakuwaga so interesting, because I always feel like people don't think about the consequences where you're trying not to lose this person.
Yeah.
Then when you end up messed up, now you lose your freedom and you still lose the person.
Yeah, it's crazy, because it's super crazy. Crimes of passion zinakoga.
Yes.
Unaweza sema hizi fanya.
Mm.
But ukiangalia the stupor of the moment, the anger of the moment,
yes,
wanasema at that very moment when a man is either too happy or too angry, wanakuanga like animals.
Yes.
Because you throw reason out of the window.
Mm.
And then, crimes of passion zinakuanga crazy. Sometimes you only realize later, maybe a minute later, and you realize, wow.
It was not worth it.
Yeah, it was not worth it, yeah.
Oh, yes, and a post-stab clarity.
Yeah. Oh, you need to a post-stab clarity.
Sikuna ile nini?
Post-mini clarity.
Yeah, ile ile amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so inakuwaga hiyo like, ile when you think you're in love kabisa, alafu unafanya, alafu niko like, I was not that much in love. So I guess you ina happen. Alafu, usha feel like, kuna vile squeeze, I don't know if it's the news cycle, but I feel like nowadays things happen so much that we end up forgetting other things, and in the process justice ends up taking a backseat. And the example I'm going to give you is in a few days time, in less than 2 weeks time, tutakuwa tukikumbuka anniversary ya this guy Ojwang.
Yeah, Albert Ojwang.
And I don't think we talk about Ojwang anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
Do you even know where Talam is? Like right now, Talam, ashafikishwa kotini. What's happening in this case? What do you feel about that? I feel like so many things are happening. And I don't know kama ni juu ya social media, but attention span yetu iko super, super, what is it called? Like small, because there's so much information.
It's super short,
So, na feel aje?
Just like you said, I think the scroll culture, what's next? Next. And imetutune brain pia, ni ngumu sana kufollow long conversations, first of all. Watu watasikiza na thimu wana struggle to watch movies.
Yes.
Basically, just keeping up with something for long imekuwa ngumu.
Mm.
And somehow, I think the media pia isha jua hiyo. And not just the media, the people behind the media pia isha jua hiyo. And so it's easy for them to, kwa media kuna kwa naile kitu ya agenda setting.
Yes.
So it's always easy for them to move you on from one agenda to the other, kwa sababu wanajua we're always looking for the next hot story, for the next hot topic, for the next hot, hot news. And I wish tungeza rudi back to your design. But pia venye umesema, unajua kitambo ilikuwa ukiona headline ya gazeti leo lazima ungoje hadi uone ya kesho.
Yeah, 24 hours.
So hiyo news mtaiongelea. Yeah, but for now utaona news moja moto sai Uingie online uone ingine moto zaidi kuishinda. Ingine inabidi imeteka backseat.
I think nani Jim Williams described it in the most interesting way. Alisemaga ati gazeti ni news ya jana.
That's understand? True. Yeah, that's
awesome. Because at some point that was news.
Yeah.
The newspaper.
Mm.
But right now, when you look at the newspaper, you're seeing old news. There's nothing to learn. So unless it's an opinion, is it op-ed?
Yeah, op-ed.
Mm. Izo, apart from Izo,
an investigative piece.
Yeah, investigative piece. Mm. There's basically nothing to nini ama tuseme mse alienda kakachi na CS alafu they talked and otherwise hakuna when it comes to reporting the news it becomes nini. So Albert Ojwang, I think it was June 8th do you think anything is going to happen? Do you think we are going to remember Albert Ojwang? And also, do you think kuna, I don't know if I can put in quotes, protest fatigue, where we protested so much in the past 2 years, then we saw so much violence that right now you're like, nah.
First, regarding your story of commemoration, death of Albert, sioni. Sioni, I think when you're talking about the media, inatumika for agenda setting.
Yes.
And ni agenda nge questions kwa seti, kwa set sai.
Yes.
I don't think people can just wake up 2 days to the commemoration and say, yeah, let's remember Albert Ojwang. Maybe they'll start on the 1st of June. But pia ukiangalia venue story may evolve. I think after the dad ali accept ile do, watu wali pull back. Na wale watu wenye pia upush hizi story, civil society groups, ni kama wali achana na story ya Albert.
Yes.
So akasemacha justice, it take its course. And about Talam, The law nayo ikikuwa applied, Talam anaweza kuwa found guilty ya kujail, because we've seen people being jailed because of misdemeanors zenye walikosa in the past.
Yes.
But I don't think it will be as publicized. Maybe siku tena ita trend in history, amekuwa sentenced to say 20 years in prison. And then your story imesema ya protest fatigue. I've seen it. And inaniwari, the reason why inaniwari, because I feel we might then be staring at Tanzania. Maget.
Okay.
I think e-election inakuja itakuwa very complex.
Yes.
And I feel even his protests and how the police have responded to them, imekuwa tu to prepare about
next year.
Yeah, about what may happen and how itakuwa handled and how people will react, you know, because psychologically pia law enforcement officers washajua these guys kuna venye tikiwa finya to a given extent.
Yes, wana
haitawezekana.
Wana retreat.
Yeah, and
oh okay.
Watu na feel watu wamechoka. I don't think venye tu mtu alisema juzi ni ngumu sana ku replicate what happened on Tuesday.
Yes.
Ile day Arsenal ilishinda trophy. Because walikuwa nasema that was the raw emotion of the moment.
Yes.
And Finance Bill 2024 was the raw emotion of the moment.
Yes.
So kujaribu kureplicate by organizing and mobilizing, maybe kukuwe na a very deep issue yenye tena itakwaza watu moyo sana wa feel lazima nitoke.
Do you feel like we are as united as we are in 2024? And by as united I mean that time ikiwa finance bill when it was about reject the finance bill even before it turned to Ruto must go, before it turned to everything else, one term, two term. I feel like there was a certain level of unity.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's changed? Is it, do you feel like, bado tuko the same? Like if the police were to come out today and say, tomorrow mkikuja kuprotest, no single person will be shot. Do you feel the numbers would still be as big as zile zingine?
Just like I said, that was the raw emotion of the moment. And trying to mobilize na kunini watu kutumia posters, slogans, itakuwa ngumu. We found an issue yenye ilikuwa ina touch on mama mboga, boda boda, mtu wako ofisi nini. So there was that clarion call ya tutokeni street tuangushe kitu yote juu itatu affect sisi wote. And I think until that happens ndio tunaweza test your unity, but for now your unity pia imeanza kufed because again politics is local.
Yes.
And guys have started retreating to local politics.
Yes.
Wanaangalia politics their own tribes and zones. wanaangalia politics za their own counties. And so again, kupata hiyo unifying voice itakuwa ngumu sana. Replicating June 2024,
yeah,
itakuwa ngumu sana.
I think even 25 pia bado tuli try.
Oh, yeah,
but I feel like 26 itakuwa na hiyo umf. Now sasa for 25th, yani 25th or 26th, yeah, this year, that is, you've had the opposition threaten that they are going to hold a protest that day.
Yeah.
What do you think, how do you think that's going to affect even people looking at June 25th the way you look at June 25th? Because June 25th to me will always be a historic day in Kenya. Yeah. But I feel like the opposition wakiamua kufanya their protest on that day.
I think sasa hapo ndio venye tulikuwa tunasema ni ngumu sana ku replicate, cause sasa when you talk about opposition, tena tuongelee tu opposition.
Yeah.
Tunaongelea which opposition?
Yes.
Is it the Linda Mwananchi faction of opposition? Is it the United opposition?
United, alternative government. Yes.
Yeah.
Alternative government. I wonder when they are claiming that's the day they'll go to protest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also another problem is kuna watu bado hawaja pledge their loyalty to the United opposition. Kuna watu natambua tu hii faction ya Linda Mwananchi yenye hao before waambiwe na hiyo faction tutoke streets. Hawatatokea. Watasema hao wenye wanatuambia ni kina nani. They had their time and any time, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So and then venye umesema itafanya June 25th yachekuwa ya wa Kenya.
Yeah.
Ikuwe ya could drive a given political agenda. Na pia itakuwa sasa rahisi sana for the government to rubbish it.
Yes.
Yeah. And to deal with it. Yeah.
And what do you think that also says about the opposition and their confidence in organizing protests?
First of all, pia, I think ni muhimu ku accept that the crop of opposition leaders wenye tuko nao sahi hawana hiyo street cred ya protests. Ukiangalia wote,
yes,
hakuna mwenye ashaitwa watu streets.
Iko street certified.
Hakuna mwenye ako street certified.
Yes.
And so hiyo pia ina poke holes into their ability to kuitisha protests and all that. But I think the biggest decider ya how big a protest itakuwa, whether ni yao wamecall ama Linda Mwananchi, itakuwa the issue behind that protest.
Yes.
Itakuwa tunatokea kwa nini, na tukitokea plan ni nini. Tutawa watu tena kama kina Rex story endange ikiisha? Ama this time tutatokea na tufike ile place tulikuwa tunataka kufika? I think that's it. Na unfortunately kwa the crop of opposition leaders wenye wako sahi, hakuna mwenye ashaonyesha hiyo credibility ya I have held an issue na nikatembea nayo mpaka ika maybe Orengo. Maybe Orengo. Babu is, yes. Babu wako na hiyo firebrandness. But venye nimesema, hajakuwa in the front line.
Yes.
Yeah, to earn.
Kwa sasa hii, kwa kuzimu iko naangalia, when I look at the United, like, so excuse me, nasema ni alternative government, yes? When I look at them and then I hear them saying they want to protest on the 25th, mina yangali as an act of cowardice.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're afraid of calling it on a different day.
Yeah.
Because you don't think people will show up. But because now there's the feeling that people will be ready to show up on the 25th of June, now I feel like, let me just jump on that. And to me, that's cowardice. You should just do the protest. If it works out, it works out.
Yeah.
Call it on a random day.
Yeah.
Because pia, by the time unatuambia to protest 25th, I think, see, EPRA watakwasha announce the new
fuel. Watakwasha review, yeah?
Yes.
So their fuel. So I don't think it will be about fuel anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, when you say, tulikuwa tunaongelea mtu alikuwa na tulikuwa tunaongelea venye patterns zuji form, na in Kenya ni kama kumekuwa na a protest period sai.
Yes.
And politicians have learnt about it and they are now riding on it. Wanajua between March and June,
yes,
lazima tu kitu ifanyike, and if you ride on it well enough, then alafu unajua pia kwa persuasive speech, appeal to emotion inakuanga really, really important.
Yes.
And anytime you mention June 25th,
yes,
it evokes some emotion.
Yes.
So it's easier to convince guys to fanya nini. Tutoke 25th.
Because, ata nini, because saizi tukiangalia story that the Strait of Hormuz, kwanza wewe, like, what are your views on that? Like, Trump last week alikuwa threatened, he was going to bomb everywhere. Then he relaxed. Wakasema they are working on a deal. On the other side, Iran is saying, no, there's no deal we are working on. So, wanaichukuaje, do you see it escalating? And also, because it's for escalate, fuel prices kianza kuanguka chini. Understand? Like, unachikiaje? Wafuatilia hizo stories that Trump
na... Wafuatilia juzi. Ni juzi ya majana kumekuwa na 5% drop.
Yes.
In prices. Which kwa hii period ni really, really welcome. But again, mi wana conflict is part of life. I don't think there will ever be a period yenye the world haina a major conflict.
Yes.
Na yenye hai disrupt supply chains different. And I think for this, it was just a full circle moment for Ruto. Mi naona kwa history yote ya mafuta.
Yeah.
It was just a full circle moment for Ruto because he really bashed the Uhuru government still as a subsidy.
For that, yes.
And nini. Akasema si stories of Gulf and all that. But it's now, it has now come full circle. Nana realize nyewe, geopolitics and all that iko na effect. And I just hope he handles it well.
Yeah.
Because now iko na potential. We saw what happened ile Monday, by the way. Ile Monday, mat ziligoma.
Yes.
And so, kama nasema ni crisis, na kuende venye kunaenda juu Trump tena nasema escalation, inamaanisha price then pia tena inaweza panda.
Yeah.
So then, for how long will he be able to sustain the subsidies, na yoku cushion watu against his prices? For how long will he do it? And at what cost pia?
Yes.
For the country. Kwa sababu katushanza kuongelea stories za kuboro do, ndiyo tuweze kunini the cost of living. Inamaanisha pia inakuja at a really huge price for the country.
Okay.
And so,
vile umesema hivyo inafanya pia ni lazima niulize. How, considering Ruto did it, yes? And then he became president and he was proven wrong.
Yeah.
Do you think the opposition should use the same issue? Because nilikuwa nasema there's at some point nilikuwa nasema that if the opposition keeps pushing the narrative that it's actually possible for a president of a non-oil producing country to reduce the price of oil, it becomes dangerous, because if the war was to escalate in Iran,
yes,
the prices would go so high. And now people would go to the streets for nothing apart from death, because itakuwa we still don't produce oil. So even if you go to the streets and you throw a tantrum now, so your gava pia hizi kupatia free oil. So unafilaje juu ya the opposition getting that balance between criticizing ama looking for issues that can actually be controlled locally?
Kwanza tuongele story ya mafuta. And I think the opposition has been quite sijui niseme aje, clever.
Yes.
About it. And hawajasema watarudisha. I think they learned from whatever happened to Ruto.
Yes.
Hawali learned that kuna issues zenye ni very complex. Zenye before you claim to have a solution, lazima kumezi study sana na uka come up na issue. Nendo manamisa ina agree na political factions, especially opposition leaders zenye wanasema, mimi nikiingia kwa hiyo kiti, kitu ya kwanza tu nitafanya ni to restore constitutionalism.
Yes.
Because that is achievable.
Yeah.
That for a leader is achievable. Lakini hizi economic issues kama unemployment, cost of living, some of them are very complex. And the holes that we are in zimetutake so many years kuingia.
Yes.
Zenye before we get out of them and get to the Singapore's and Canaan's that we are promising
each other
electorate.
Yes.
hata sisi full circle moment yetu lazima itafika na waone wenyewe walikuwa wanatudanganya. So opposition, I think they should just stay away from making hizo rosy promises za tukiingia sukari itashuka 100, tukiingia mafuta itashuka 150. Because the truth of the matter is, na if anyone who's been able to at least get tertiary education, and I know hizi stories zote, most of them ni microeconomic issues zenye trivial thinking and trivial solutions as we work on zinahitaji long-term solutions, as in kujitoa kwa hizi shimo, maybe tuseme in the next 10 years tutafika at a point yenye tutaweka mafuta kwa stable at 150. Na ndio tuko tumefanya 1 2 3, lakini hatusema ati next year tukichaguliwa mafuta itakuwa 120 na itakuwa hapo.
Cause maybe in 10 years Stalo oil inaweza kuwa, cause Stalo oil ikikua we can then turn around and say, you know what, we have our own oil. Cause I've not sijafuatilia, but I'm hoping Nigeria ja increase price of fuel. See, they have their own.
Yeah, they do have their own. And pia kitu inaweza saidia Kenya ni conversation ya Aliko Dangote. But sasa shida yetu pia ni hiyo, sisi who lose out on huge projects juu ya kutisha kickbacks.
Yes.
So tunaweza kuwa na big opportunity ya kukash in on, but sasa politics inaweza fanya iende Tanzania.
So kwanza hiyo story ya refinery, ulifilaje when Ruto alishia TZ and in the process Mama Samia kam call out. So kuna swali alikuwa anasema like to political strategy. Watu wengine walikuwa anasema it's just Ruto being a liar, the way he's always a liar. Ulichukaje?
Miliona haikukafiti generally.
Yeah.
The fact that Mama Suluhu alim call out haikukafiti. Na pia inakuonyesha, yani inaonyesha ni katu waheshimu.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu anaanza tangaza bila au kujua na ni kwa. Inaonyesha ni kama tuheshimu, ni kama tunasema tunaweza fanya kitu kwenu venye tunataka na nyinyi tutawaambia tunataka kufanya. Lakini nyinyi jueni already tunaweza ifanya. And pia inaonyesha one of the reasons why kuna kuna shida ya formation ya East African Community, integration and all that.
Yes.
Manake wa Tanzania huhisi, generally they feel like wa Kenya wanakonga na madharau sana. Wa Kenya watu heshimu sisi wengine. And that was just one of the pointers to hiyo nini wanakuanga nayo.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that it had to happen like that. But I hope, somehow, au ni maarif venye hau upotre kwa public.
Yes.
Ruto na Samia ni maarif, so I hope they found a way to handle that.
Because nini, often me feel, which diplomatic blunders me feel Ruto me do? Because kuna ile time alibonga jwa barabara, siji Kenya having more roads, siji than what. Have you felt like there sometimes he does something and you're like, ay, buda jo, usifanya hivo?
Mimi nimeona kadhaa. I feel of late tumekuwa tukigamble na our foreign policy to be serious. Because tukiangalia story ya kwanza the West na the East. Atujaonyesha, well, kuna watu wanasema it's a strategy, sipo wa kuchagua ni huku ama ni huku.
Yes.
But again, now the question ukua, kama hauna mtu mwenye unasupport clearly,
yes,
when they come for you, who will truly stand with you?
Yes.
Because you are always sitting on the fence. Because right now, wezi sema kama our real friends ni China, ama ni the West.
Yes.
Ni ngumu sana kujua. And history ya juzi ya France, for me, pia ilikuwa a really interesting diplomatic move by President Ruto. Because, well, inaweza semekana France is an ally of the West. But France, wenye tunawajua, they'll now start conversations about vitu kama kuestablish military base. And the question then is, how many foreign military bases can we as a country agree and be comfortable to have
on our own
soil?
Zimekuwa
kadhaa story ya RSF diplomatically.
Yes.
Haikuwa fiti. Zimekuwa tu kadhaa. And I hope we can just finally find a way ya kuget our diplomatic nini right.
Yeah.
Our foreign policy right.
Because kuna vitu sufanyaga unashindwa Yeah, inakani kama hiyo kiburi yetu ya we are East Africa's best nini and there's nothing that can be done about it. So kuna gani tena?
Kulikuwa na ile ya Sahel recognizing
Morocco. That was as soon as he became president, he ended up doing that thing where alisema sijui nini. Yes.
So he's had Sahel as an autonomous region.
Yes. He's had those moments that you think does he actually understand like the things that he's doing? Lacheki.
Yeah.
And but now the tribal rhetoric.
Yeah.
It's become really bad.
Mm.
And we are nearing 2027.
Mm.
So I remember like hearing, was it yesterday where this guy anaitwa Omar Hassan.
Yeah.
Where Omar Hassan ended up having to apologize. And by yesterday ilikuwa ni Uhuru
akimwa calling him out.
Gashagwa calling him out. But wewe sasa, how do you think about that, the tribal rhetoric and next year being super close and NCIC has a new chairman?
It's not a really good sign for us as we approach 2027. And so the problem is tulikuwa tunafilishatoka hapa tumeenda issue based politics 2022. Hakuna mtu alikuwa anaongelea Kikuyu na nini.
Yeah.
It was hustlers versus dynasty.
Yes.
And now we are back. Though I feel pia tumerudi hivo back because after June 25th, 2024,
yes,
walijua tusiporudi hapa. Sisi kama the old political establishment,
yes,
hatutatoboa. And so they had to find a way of taking us back there. The most unfortunate thing ni venye sasa sahi imekuwa entrenched design.
Yes.
Even public servants. Hadi public servants sahi wanafanya nini? When I drive. If you listen to the things John Badi says in Luo.
Yes.
I'm Luo.
Yes.
If you listen to the things he says in Luo.
Yes.
About Kikuyu people. And how Luos should not work with Kikuyu people because of things. And some of them are not true things.
Yes.
Ni vitu wanachukua advantage ya.
The emotions right
now. The emotions zenye watu wana nini. And pia the worst part sasa ni. Hadi venye gava imeanza ku handle issues imeanza kuwa na a tribal leaning. Unaona design kuna violence inakuwa directed towards a given region.
Yes, yes.
By the government.
Yes.
Na shida inakuwaga when sasa hao watu watataka ku react hawata react to the government only. They react
to who's close.
To who's close to the government and to who's associated with the government.
Yes, yes. By who close niko namaanisha, I always say when the politicians are talking up there, the consequences are felt by Sisi.
Yes.
Because, and that's why pia nimekuwa against hii rhetoric ya, nimekuwa nikiona people post videos and they're like, I'll never understand how someone is two-term. Kwani wewe ni mwenda wazimu. The minute you start putting that level of intolerance, the minute it becomes, because hawezi fikia Ruto. So since hawezi fikia Ruto, you're going to look for the third person who's two-term and hurt them.
Yes.
Acheki. So that's why inangalia, easy story zote, like I was looking at the NCIC guy on Monday, being like, watch this space, something is going to happen. And they're like, no. So you expect something to happen. Do you expect him to be different from akina Kibunja?
Absolutely not.
Mm.
Absolutely. Mimi kitu naomba tu, it's a truth ama a reality yenye nimekuja ku reconcile myself to. To pointers zote za 2027 azikaifiti. It's either kutanuka vibaya ama kuna kitu tafanyika. Hakutakuwa na anything in between.
Middle ground. I
don't feel kutakuwa na any. It's either hakutanuka.
Ama katanuka.
Ama katanuka vibaya. Because someone was telling me, it's a discussion you're having with someone, alikuwa nasema, all pointers sahi za IBC, ni that the chairperson, there's a 70% chance that the chairperson at announce the incumbent, whatever happens.
Yes.
So the question we should be asking ourselves, what happens after that? Are we talking about a grand coalition government?
Mm.
And what happens before the grand coalition government is formed? What will push us towards forming a grand coalition government?
Yes.
Now, someone also aliraise issue ya Tanzania. Na akasema, watu wanachukulia Tanzania ikiwa isolated, whatever happened.
Yes.
Nikitu ejefa happen uko, yes. It happened for the first time.
Mm.
And she managed to stay in power after using that force.
Yes.
And so even for our government, then for them, prerequisite wameona ya kustay in power ni kutumia tu.
Maximum violence, yes.
Maximum violence. But also the problem is the dynamics are different for us.
Mm.
Because wa Tanzania hawana tribalism.
Yes.
Au ilikuwa sisi versus the mama. State. Ama yes. Serikali ya mama. Mm.
Mm.
But like you said, for us, politics is very local.
Yes.
Sisi, itakuwa sisi against the government.
Mm. Sisi kwa sisi.
Eh, itakuwa sisi against ule mtu sasa mwenye na tunaona na represent yo gava.
Yes.
Among us.
Mm.
And that is why mimi kwangu naona I'd say that hakuna kitu tafanyika ama kuta have kunuka mbaya sana venye nalikuwa nasema Moses Kuria venye alilizwa akasema. Alisema the reason alisema there will be no elections in 2027 is because the stakes will be so high that as a people will decide to just sit on the table and say wewe chukua hii, wewe chukua hii, wewe chukua
hii. Which is just wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah. But think about the counting process. Because hapo ndio naona pia shida ingine itakuwa. Because last elections, you were exposed to 1 week.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't know what was happening. 7 days. Do you still think that is going to be applied na the government side? Kutakuwa na that moment of we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Different podiums zimepositiwa wapi.
I feel that will depend on what the actual outcome of the election will be. Kama gava watakuwa meshinda kihalali, there may not be reason for that. Because they'll have everything to back it up. But kama kutakuwa na ukarabati itahitaji kufanyika,
yes.
Then that will be necessary. Why? First, to create tension. To create an environment that will allow for that tweaking and hizo manini zifanyike. Because unajua for unakumbukele ni ya Maina Kiai, the Maina Kiai ruling, ilisema, the polling station is final.
Yes.
So sahi hesabu yoyote inafaa kufanyika. Inafaa kufanyikia at the polling station. And for such a thing to happen at the polling station, there has to be an element of either violence or bribery. Bribery itakuwa ngumu. Because 2027, almost kila mtu atajitolea kukuwa agent. Hata we won't have to pay agents.
Yes.
Especially watu wa one term when you kusema,
yeah.
Kuna ka emotion.
Mm.
You won't have to pay agents. So utakuwa umejitolea kusimama hapo kuhesabu. And now, it will either take the government kukuwa na element ya violence, so that kukuwa na confusion kwa polling station, nini fanyike. Ama, like we said, wakuwa umeshinda halali, and ikuwe hakuna kuonyesha tu ndio hii, this is what happened. Si mlikuwa hapo ikihesabiwa. Si hizi ndio results zilihesabiwa. Yeah.
Because I think kuna hiyo nini pia, hiyo vile nimekuwa nikibonga juu story ya one term, two term. Ulicheki kile clip, there was a clip that was going around ya Obinna. Obinna was at Dialogues with Jagero. Na akaulizwa juu ya how right now artists are the biggest culprits who are the one-term versus two-term movement. And he was saying that, according to him, he feels like we do not understand the concept of democracy. Where democracy is, let's agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Where unaichukwaje? And do you feel like for example, in the past month, the past few weeks, ilikuwa ni? Ombachi na Bien.
Na Bien.
Yes, yes. So, una feel any?
To be honest, I don't think I'd ever stand on a podium and cancel an artist for a stand they took. And for these guys, yao hata ikuwa kutake stand. Well, kulikuwa na inference ya kulikuwa na yo inference, you know, that we accepted sasa, hatuna shida na watu. But
how ukisema hawa watu, who do you think? shida ilikuwa how watu ni, is it Ruto
ama
how
watu yes, is... ilikuwa association with the government with Ruto.
Okay.
Ndio ilileta shida. Watu walifeel eh wamekubali so you know which makes sense because for you to agree to perform at a concert lazima mlikuwa na meeting mkakaa mkakubali deal.
Yes.
So yes kulikuwa na hiyo association. But pia tuangalie the fact that artistry is a business.
Yes.
Tuanzie hapo.
Mm.
Si ndio? And msanii yeye anafanya hiki tu kupata do. Na pia haifanyi kupata do yake peke yake, familia yake, generation. Goal inakuanga ikuwe generation yetu next na ile next ikuwe, ikuwe sorted. And for someone like Bien who's actually made quite an open stand. Eh, Bien hadi amenini ametoa ngoma
maandamano. Yes.
So siati ni mtu amekuwa kisit on the fence.
Yes.
But someone had to represent Kenya. Kitu pia watu wa realize ni by Bien being the headline performance at Africa Forward, ni kama ilikuwa kutambulika na kuonyesha Africa that this is the current one of the biggest artists in Africa.
Yes. And if you come to my house because we had Udeba naitwa nani? Yemi Alade.
Yeah.
So when such artists are here and he is the final artist.
Yes.
That's a statement.
Yeah, in your statement that ako home na huyu ndio tunamtambua.
Yes.
So kulikuwa na different ways of looking at it, but mimi siwezi sema ati yo let's cancel Bien and Ombachi because of that. Yes, they have that civic duty. But pia aone wasanii.
But what's the civic duty? Should the civic duty always be if people are against the government, the artist has to be against the government?
Not really.
To me it's nonsense. And nonaga ikiniletea shida, I always tell people everyone should make their own decision. If they're enjoying this government, I always tell people that anytime unasema hakuna pesa Kenya, tembea kwa hizi streets to utaona kuna pesa. So there are people who are thriving under this government more than any other government.
That's true.
So for them it's two term, and you have to understand for them it's two term. Then wewe you're going through your worst struggle, it's one term. Na cheki. Alafu hata tukibonga juu ya political violence, because it's something you talked about where you talked about protesters being shot. And I remember yesterday I reacted to a video, and kwa the video ilikuwa like I think kulikuwa na protest in Central, yes? And I think 3 people died.
Yeah.
And you're there thinking, why did these 3 people die? It's because right now Central is a opposition stroke.
Yeah.
This is the same shit that is going to happen Nyanza.
Nyanza. Yeah.
You tell people this is a systemic issue. Exactly. We need to switch, we need to change the system. And we need to change the system so much that protest don't mean death.
Yeah.
And the only way to change that is to know, what if I'm in the opposition? Would I allow this
to happen?
Would I feel okay with people being shot the way they were shot? I think wasewatatu likufa jana. You're there like, alafu sasa ukiangalia Kisumu, no one died. You see, like, the impact, it's weird. Like, damn, no one died in Kisumu. Yeah. You understand? Because it's been the norm. But now when you tell Kenyans that we need to change the system, this is not a Ruto issue. This is not
a
Rigiji issue. This is, wanasema, una support Gava, like Z. You're just telling them that, tutatua Ruto, we put the next guy, and the next guy atangali opposition yake. Maybe opposition yake itakuwa ni Turkana. Wanze kuona, all of a sudden, people are being shot in Turkana. It's never happened. You understand? So, I think you could separate emotions from...
Because even for the first time today, fata nikuja, like members of the public walikuwa na protest... hiked fares.
Yeah.
So alikuwa ameblock baro. So the first time leo ndio nime notice kunaweza kuona tia gas mta. Sio na tu na tia.
Wapi kwa?
Ni Gathiga.
Oh, Gathiga. Okay. Oh, Gathiga.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes. So I'm there like, hey, yeah, these things happen. So it's, vile tu imefika hata uko ma almost found you are clear whatever. But vile unasema yes, ukiangalia like the oppositions, the opposition areas. That the government, they are met with andi wanambuanga wana testi wangu, if you put your head out the first to be put out.
Na ni swali hata mimi nitakupozia mwafu. How do we break this cycle of vendetta, because that is the only way we'll survive as a country. Ukiangalia venye opposition na gava iko sahi, tukichagua ile opposition yenye, especially the united opposition, hakuna difference itakuwa sana na gava iko nayo sai. And and my reasoning ukua that the reason Ruto is hated so much right now is because he kuna scores he was settling,
yes,
and they had to be unsettling for some regions. So I guess
yes
as in kuna places alikuwa anataka kushika na already zilikuwa zimeshikiliwa na watu fulani, au watu lazima wangetoka and by kutoa watu lazima au pia wangepata way to get back at him. And the way you see it, if we fall for this again in near whatever opposition we have, there's a very high likelihood manake au pia wamekosewa sana,
yes,
wengine wao wamekosewa sana na Ruto. And so hawatatuambia ndio, but at their own very personal levels they have scores to settle with people who are currently in government. And so it's more than certain than wakiingia tu hivi tunaweza ona
fire ni fire sifa
in Eldoret. Yeah, but
yes eko nene soon meko nikibonga na wasi wako US, najua na wasi wangu wako US jo, kama bado uja join Lemfi jo, nangoja nini, make sure umetumia promo code eko nene. But saizi wacha nibonga na wasi wako Europe na pia nibonga na wasi wako Brito. Usisahau kuwa join Lemfi na tumia promo code eko nene so that on your first transaction ya 100 euros utabaki umepata 10 euros cashback. Na kama uko Britain, on your first transaction ya 100 pounds utabaki umepata 10 pounds cashback. So unangoja nini? Baki umechangamka. Na usahau kuwa bado ukiwa hizo ma areas za majuu unabaki umepay your bills hapa Kenya. Tuseme unataka kulipia madhako internet ama unataka kumlipia stima, unaweza tumia paybill haraka haraka. Mada ni za kupigia jua kuambia yuko kwa line jo. Anataka till, yani umwambie tu tuma till number, alafu unaingia kwa Lemfi, unabaki umechangamka haraka haraka. So baki umechangamka, fika Lemfi, tumia promo code iko nene. Jia nini? Lemfi ni international payments for everyone. Iko nene. I think funny enough, me, I feel like it starts with us as the supporters. It starts with us being tolerant. Because he intolerance ndio fanyaga the government of the day is able to kill opposition supporters. Because they know that unaweza sikia, you remember, if you'll have to go back to Musumaga Kenya's history, you'll always remember kulikuwa na time kulikuwa na the Nairobi business community where they'd be like, we are doing business, these other guys are disrupting business.
Yes.
Right now if you see the narrative ile imekuwa ikihappen, hata ukisikiza Kisumu utasikia sisi sasa tunaendelea na biashara natiki. So it's the same nonsense.
Yes.
So when that happens, it's like sisi wenyewe as civilians we are ready for those other guys to be killed because they are disrupting business. And I think kuna statement flani na pia nilikuwa nishaisemaga before, like if you look at all the statements that the government releases when protesters are killed, they normally concentrate on property this property that. So we as Kenyans have to reach a level where we agree. Sawa, if I feel like hii siku kutakuwa na protest, I know it's bad, but that day I'll close my business. I'll try to secure it as much as possible.
Yes.
But on top of that, I'll always be ready to see a Kenyan with a different opinion, and I'm going to respect it. I'm going to understand. So ile kitu mwambie gatu ni, if you look at Kenya's history, ile time nimekuwa live nimesikia Moi must go. Yote yawezekana bila Moi. Nikasikia Kibaki must go.
Yeah.
Nikasikia Uhuru must go. These posters are all over the internet. Yes. And nimesikia Ruto must go.
Must go.
The only danger with Ruto must go, it's very intolerant. Time ya Uhuru must go na Kibaki must go, there was always wewe unasema Uhuru must stay. But we are not,
hatuna shida sana.
Akuko hata na, I don't think kulikuwa na cancel culture. Saizi kuna cancel culture. There's so much emotional investment that inafanya things to turn violent inakuwa rahisi sana. Because kama watu wako online wako ready to beat each other up. Now what about the people on the ground? wasokokwa ground mm. Unachikigio mi mtu ni mwenda wazimu mm. Una support umseaje ni mwenda wazimu kwa like zi hakuna mwenda wazimu mm. Wacha watu wa support, wacha watu wa nini. So sisi wenyewe ndio tunafaa kuwa tolerant, and I don't feel like we are tolerant mm. And that makes me scared of next year,
what will happen next
year. Yes, because hakunaga guarantees mm. in politics. I always say that's the one thing you have to know. Hiki tunajidanganya, I'm 100% sure this is going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. A lot of things might change in a very short time. The price of fuel, I think the Strait of Hormuz, if you are open, the price of fuel, it'll plunge. And when it plunges, people are going to forget about that. If this guy is, he's able to do SGR na Mauri Roni, he's going to win a lot of votes.
For Western,
because of that, sana. Yes. So you see, kuna hizo dynamics, so it might end up being 50-50. If it's 50-50, you have to understand it can go either way. So do not be emotionally attached to it. Yes. Emotional attachment, Z.
And I think it's also important for people to understand that politics is very local. Politics ni very local. Asa kwa county tu, kuna wards zitafil, ama sub-county zitafil, governor hafanyi chochote.
Yes.
But there are sub-counties zenye zita feel, hey, this is the best governor we've ever had. Even in the family politics, very local. Kuna mtu yata feel, huu ndio mzae best, tunakuanga na nishai, this is the best dad in the world. Kuna mwenye yata feel, mzae mimi anakuanga na nionea tu. And tuki appreciate hizo dynamics that there are people wenye enyewe kuna vitu wameona kwao for the first time juu ya igava. So for them, anyway, they are being honest wakisema igava ndio the best they've ever seen.
Yeah.
Na pia kuna watu, hawajaiona that kind of violence, ama pain, ama suffering, until igava ingie. And so for them, ni poa pia ku appreciate that. For them, this is the worst that has ever, you know, happened to them.
Yeah, alafu pia, I think, kitu kina Musa Maga, I don't think we actually want change. We just want our thugs there. Because, what chance do you give Sifuna? Because, umeangalia, maybe before you talked about Sifuna, can we look at Senegal kidogo? Diomaye Faye na Sonko. Situko mechekileo where the parliament was able to vote in Sonko. As the, I think, anaenda kuwa head of what? So basically he's going to run the legislative arm
of the government.
Yes. And Fai is going to run the executive. So there's checks and balances. Kenya, tunakuwaga one side. Don't forget another thing, Sonko and Fai are very young.
Yeah.
Why? Because the youth in Senegal decided they wanted change.
Yeah.
And change was going to come from young people. Now comes to Kenya. The young guy is Sifuna. Does he stand a chance? If you're to be realistic, does Sifuna stand a chance?
If we manage to flip the tribal narrative, he does stand a chance.
But as things stand right now?
If we make it a generational conversation, he stands a chance.
Yes.
Yeah, the old versus the new.
Can that happen?
It could happen. Unajezi zote, hizi vitu zote zonza na political strategy, political messaging, venye watu waki watai brand. And diyo mana ile time, somehow the country likuja ikaongelea about Hustler versus Dynasty. Kwa watu walika kwa boardroom, wakapanga, wakasema hii. And so if the strategy is done right, conversation is a shift to, ikuwe generational. Waze, ama time yenu imeisha acha sisi tufanya. But tukiendelea venye tuko, na the tribal, when you took on a tribal cocoons and tribal lords and all that, bado, it doesn't stand a chance. In fact, ukipiga hizo hesabu ni ngumu sana. Hizo hesabu bado. And then, when you naongelea change, Kenya ni ngumu. Unajua yetu mi usema, leadership is not even our problem. Yes. Ours is a culture problem. A cultural problem. Because how does corruption start? Inazanga very easy. How does corruption on the road start? Very simple.
Yes.
Mimi kama mtu mwenye na travel, the moment na make your decision, ya kuona gari imeja, na naipanda. That is the biggest confidence booster kwa ule karatas mamisheo gari ya kuitisha 50 bob.
Yes.
Juu hiyo ni very simple. Overloading, umeoverload. Ama ni wewe ushuke mwenye umeoverload.
Yes.
Unaona? So, Mimi feel wa Kenya tungetaka nyewe hiyo change, tungeanza na hizi vitu basic. Kuamua tu sisi wenyewe tunataka Kenya mpya. Nikifika pale stage nione mati imejaa. Ama nione beshi yangu anataka kupanda mati imejaa na mwambie hapana.
Yes.
Tunataka kujenga Kenya mpya. Si hivyo na hatutaijenga hivyo mzito. Usipande hiyo mati imejaa. Na hiyo pia nyinyi kama watu wako kwa hiyo mat, mkifika kwa police check, mko na confidence ya kuona karaa kitisha chuani, mnawambia, hey, ni nini?
Yeah.
Si tuko hapa, tumekaa 14, tumejifunga foot, seatbelt, gari kona insurance. Unataka chuani? Chuani ya nini? Kitu ngine simple, umenunua mayai, umegonga yako tao, umekaa kwa kajuala, umemaliza kukula, umeirusha kwa, umeirusha tu chini hapo tu tao. That's corruption in its very simplest form. Unaona? Because inamaanisha hauna hiyo nini of responsibility.
Yes.
Unajua ni mbaya. Pengine kuna tu dustbin hapo kando. But unaichukua na itupa hapo. Because hakuna kitu cha kufanyikia. You know it's wrong. Literally it's wrong.
Yes.
But you do it because hii ni Kenya.
Kwanza ya matri dere ulizo. Kwa nini unafuata jam? Na like 40 people.
Yes.
In short, overlap.
Exactly.
Tushona hata hizi ma nini videos sana sana za TikTok. Zenye sinajua gari kianza ku overspeed.
Yeah.
Either bus ama so. Natoa kale ka sound.
Yes.
At the moment imeanza kutua hivi roho yangu inafurahi.
Inafurahi.
Kuna watu wanakuanga hivyo.
Yeah.
But back to kwa history ya tuseme if you are MP is performing.
Yeah.
Na kwa two-term government.
Mm.
And you are uko electorate now. Going to cast your vote. Are you going to look at vile alijishikanisha politically, nationwide, ama vile zile miradi alileta huko? Because let's take, for instance, majority leader naito, Kimani Ichung'wah.
Mm.
Is very unpopular
yeah.
right now because of the region yenye anatoka.
Yeah.
But ukiangalia development, sana sana road network. I don't know if you've been to Kikuyu.
I've been to Kikuyu, yeah.
You unajua vile kuna kaa. Okay, mimi niko Kabete but I can see.
Yeah.
Si usema ile mtaa umsata kama anachukiwa wapi, hiyo area ame amepeleka maendeleo. So you tuseme if you're a constituent, what would you look at right now? Ama zile constituencies zingine zenye ziko na maendeleo na your leader majini ni na two-term. How would you look at it?
Ndio bwana alikuwa anasema politics inakuanga very local. Politics ni time toy wangu alikuwa amefukuzwa shule. Ni nani alitoa 5,000 ama alinipea basari ya 5,000? Arudi shule. Unaona? So kama ni huyu Kimani alimpea, atachagua huyu Kimani. At that very odd person, at that local level, atachagua Kimani. Sasa nationally ndio anaweza amua sasa asichague mtu Kimani anamwambia achague. But at the local level, atachagua Kimani. Ndio maana kuna watu nationally they are very unpopular, but kwa constituencies zao wanashinda tu akichaguliwa. Juu uko nako watu wanawatambua vibaya sana juu ya ile track record yao.
I'm saying that because nani unajua pia alikuwa a victim of such Tuju.
Yeah, Rafael Tuju.
Tuju naona history yake, how do you see it? Do you see him depositing the 50 million? Nonga hivyo majuzi ameambiwa deposit 50 million for cause the other property inasemekana ishaenda eh.
Yeah.
So this other one, do you see him depositing the 50 million?
Ye mwenye si alisema he has the money.
Because
kwa ile property ngine alikuwa na argue that the people are not after the money, they are after the property.
Yes.
If they wanted the money, angekuwa amewasort.
Yes.
So going by his words, maybe at a depositio chwani juu alisema, kama ni do, pesa iko. Yeah.
Okay. Alafu vile tukibonga juu ya still a local politics, one of the stories ile ni cheki uli cover last week ilikuwa story ya Jalango disrupts protests the South Sea. Sasa juu kama umeona zuche kitu kwa watu kuna protest juu ya roads, umefilaje ukikuja hii area? Umeona the way it just looks
Apo, eh, people are right.
Uona?
People are right.
Yeah, yeah.
Eh, watu wenyewe walikuwa na right kupiga kelele.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate that whatever happened, happened.
Mm.
Shida pia ujui sasa. Unajua, watu wakikutumia habari, ujuagi, people wanakuwa na biases.
Yes.
So, sijui kama li, whether he disrupted it na intention ya isifanyike, ama he wanted to address them. But the fact that alikuja na goons na walikuwa captured on video akistone watu, then haikuwa fiti.
Kuzi yo story ya Jalas ni interesting sana. Mie nakunganisha hii mtumiaga message, because of course, ni msiata nisha interview hapa. So, kuna mtumia message nga mulele, eh, buta jo hapa South Sea, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And he just, yo, it's one of the messages he just ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So, nezataka kujua, kuzukienda the other side of Langata, he's actually done such a good job.
Good job.
So, unashindua, is it that he feels this side does not have votes? Ama, nikoza miyamua kuran for Senate? Kuzi yata, story yake ya Senate, how do you see it? Do you feel like it's being ambitious, ama it's just doing the wrong thing?
Achani jibulia kwanza, yo story ya kutonini yuko. Mimi, sometimes I read a political nini into it, political motive into it. Because if you'll see the person mwenye ana support for the Langata seat to take over,
yes,
and you look at the community that person comes from,
yes,
and your community ko predominant South Sea,
yes,
na hizi area za huku.
So,
if that person atakuja hiyo time aseme, so naona ule alisha sort huko. So mimi, acha sasa ni wa sort.
Hapa.
Hapa. Si mnaona nyinyi ni wenu wa huku. Nitawasort. Inakuwa plus kwake.
Yes.
So by him not even working for these guys, there's a way anasaidia huyo mtu kuniniyo agenda. Kusaidia agenda.
But unajua the interesting thing ni nini? Umse ana support is the present MCA.
Wa huku?
Wa South Sea. So the fact that even people are considering vote ya umse, ridiculous. Then tulikuwa na the deputy government spokesperson and he gave a very lame excuse. So his excuse was that there's a lot of construction going on up South Sea. So since there's a lot of construction going on, the roads are getting destroyed. So since the roads are getting destroyed, at wezi zitengeneza bado, because they still get destroyed by these trucks that are moving in with zinamuvina vitu, unajua. And we are there like, no, that's not a reason. You come up, if there's a new technology mnizatumia, to make sure that barabara zinazatumika in the meantime, tumia new technology. But hey, it's the guy who nini ndio MCA.
You're the plot twist.
Yeah, he's
plus the MCA. Plus the and it's purely drainage.
Yeah.
It's not even about the roads. Because magic ika kwa barabara,
two weeks,
ishaanza kuharibika. It's purely drainage. Hakuna any other nini. Hii mbanana ya sijui barabara, sijui nini. It's just drainage. And it's just a section ya 200-300 meters. That's all.
Na ulicheki yuko na where the building collapsed at the beginning of the year? Mwana kuna flani hapo? Ume tukia site gani? Nairobi West ama uwe? Tumia hii?
Nimetumia ya, what is it called?
South B.
Ya Kenya. Southern Bypass.
Yeah.
Nikaingia na, I'm not so good at geography.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe tell us a rain ka kujia.
But umeona rubies, did you see?
Yeah, I saw rubies, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so kwa metumia rubies, then most probably umepita yo place ni place hizi imekuwa mabati. So when we are starting, we are talking about how the new cycle in Kenya works. Do you know, if you had to ask me what happened to the guys who own that property? I don't know, but construction has resumed.
Yeah, I nilikuwa naona kwa news. Kuna mtu alisema hata a lady mwenye alikuwa spouse to one of the people wenye alidedi. Walikuwa nasema hao naona construction imeanza tena na no compensation.
Yes.
No nothing.
And it was interesting how pia corruption will affect watu. Because this was corruption, of course, to the county government, because the county government ends up giving licenses it's not supposed to give. Sindio?
Yeah.
Alafu, the building, it was being developed by who? Somali developers. Sindio? The two people who lost their lives, walikuwa?
Somalis.
You understand? The way corruption does not spare.
Yeah.
So, as much as we, unajua like watu, because of tribalism, we are always very happy when one of our own is doing something.
Yes.
But if one of your own is doing something at the cost of you,
of you
and your life, you have to ask yourself, like, what's going on? Yeah.
So ndio maana mimi niwaambia watu pia, ukiona leader wenu akona tribal bigotry sana,
yes,
don't cheer them on.
Mm.
Because when push comes to shove, people will not only come for that leader.
Mm.
They'll come for the whole herd.
Yes.
So anything that's any vice, mimi wasema, if you can call it out, whether ni baba yako, mama yako anafanya, ama nani anafanya. If you can call it out, because kuna siku na wewe kinaweza kuramba.
Alafu pia, another story pia ulikuwa me cover was the new electricity prices. Yes? When was this one supposed to go into effect?
It was almost, I think it was immediately or something.
Because reason me kuuliza, was it yesterday? Nili end up nimenunua steamer and I got more units than before.
Than before.
And it did not make sense to me because I was like, siya hasi wali review
prices now.
Wali review geza. Prices.
That's crazy.
Wacha ni kuonyeshe yo nini. So jiwa, I think I can show you that. Ilikuwa, I found it to be super weird. So nachiki 7th of May, unizona.
Yeah.
4999. Nachiki, how many units?
Yeah.
176.
176, yeah.
That's for 4,999, yes?
Yeah, that's on the 7th of May, yes.
Jana 25th of May, the same, 4,000, then 180. So I don't understand. I don't know what mathematics wanafanya. So
token, ebunini yao, token amount yao ni 33. Apa ilikuwa 33.54.
Na ingine ni 32.82. So, ama kuna tax wame reduce?
Inaweza kuwa.
Because I found that to be weird. Because many people expect ikienda hivi, I find like very little units. Then I was there like, what's going on here? So that's the weird. Is it?
Well, that's an interesting story to cover, I think.
Yeah. Unaweza ambia watu experiment, wacheki, waone like, what's happening.
Seme, on May, same amount of tokens, eh? Hapa ni 19.4, and today morning 19.9.
Same amount. And I think sasa
zimekuwa 19.4, that's April 19.4. Yeah. April, beginning April. March
19.3.
Yes, March 19.3. It's today morning 19.9.
So March was the most expensive. Yes. Tukienda na hiyo trend.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But sasa unajua kitu mbaya na hii story ni siuchukwaga jevile suangaliaga headlines, eh? So it becomes really tricky ukiambia Mkenya that maybe the right now is the time to buy because ya tafikiria you're telling them tutam.
Yeah, unawambia tutam.
Yeah, mwambia tutam, unawambia tu like, hey, you can get 4 extra units right now. Yeah. I don't know how long this is going to last. Because I don't know. I don't want to know like what tax. Is it that way? Because these taxes zingine za fuel, I always find them to be kavilo litoa VAT 8%. Like the amount of money that it saved people was so little.
Yeah.
Unexpect ifanya like something. And it didn't actually do.
Another
breaking news. Leo ilikuwa ni nani? Methu.
Yeah, kuku SG.
SG. And what was Nani's role? Because all of a sudden that's when I realized Malala was not the SG.
SG. Malala is the deputy party leader.
Oh, Malala is the deputy party leader. Oh, okay. I think we always assume he's the SG because it was SG
or UDA.
Or
UDA. And then he's also the one of the most vocal.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Makes you assume that. Ata mili shtuka and this kewyo, I want to Hezron Obaga.
Yes. Yeah, it was some name.
It's someone there, like, I don't even know about.
Yeah. And now, in any DCP. Do you see it getting a national face? By national face means like UDA with all its inadequacies had a national face.
Yes.
Yes. Of course the most national face so far imekuwa ni ODM. But ODM pia after Raila I think it's going to sambaratika into different national faces. So now UDA, I think, will maintain its
stronghold.
Yes. And its national face. DCP?
Na feel majority of their of their nini elective seats zenye watapata. Of course zitakuja from Mount Kenya. Yes. They might get one or two in especially places ziko cosmopolitan. Yes. Isi wapate.
Yes.
But hizi places zingine hata ukiangalia trend kuna di more political parties zinachipuka za ku represent these regions.
Yes.
So for another political party kutoka region nyingine kuja ku set base huko na waseme ni kwao stronghold, inaenda kwangu 2027 I think ndio tutapata a very mixed parliament.
Yeah. Which might be good for us.
Yeah.
I think it might actually end up being good for us. But tukimalizia, what's the future of news according to wewe? What do you think is the future? Because I normally get all my news online. And hawezi nipata nimeka. Kitambo ilikuwa gani? 7 p.m. there was a ritual. 9 p.m. there was a ritual. Yeah. That ritual just died. So what do you think is the future of news? And how we'll be receiving it, that is. And how it's going to be spread.
Of course, I think kuna yo decentralization na liberalization. Decentralization design. You know, initially tulikuwa na news outlets. I don't think you're going to have that anymore. Already, we don't have that anymore. Sai, kila mtu ni mwanahabari.
Yes.
Yeah, kila mtu ni mwanahabari in their own right. And then of course, pia, the way news is delivered is really going to change. Initially, kulikuwa na hizo principles of journalism, you know, objectivity. You need to be unbiased.
Yes. You need to dress in a certain
way. Yeah, you need to dress in a certain way.
Kama,
interesting, kwa nataka kuweka dredi a few months back.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a few people. And it was interesting because kuna watu walikuwa like, ina noma.
Ngina kakwambia.
I don't affect. And ngina say, hey, weni mwana habari bana. So venye tumesema, adi venye watu takuwa na passive news guys, people who do news. Itakuwa very different. But I feel pia, watu wana move away from objectivity. To interest based news. Sijui niseme aje.
Yes.
Watu wanataka kujua wewe kama mwafu.
Yes.
Hii habari unatupea.
Yes.
Wewe una feel aje about it. Ndiyo tuone kama tuta like hii video. Ama tuta like. Ukituambia tu ilifanyika hivi. Unatuacha hanging. Sisi tunataka kujua huyu mwafu.
What's your stand as well?
Yes. Kwa hii habari.
What's your take?
Yes, what's your take? And it's interesting because pia ukiangalia kitambo, kulikuwa na objectivity yenye ilikuwa inakuwa pinned upon ama pinned on watu wa habari, yenye ilikuwa quite unfair. Because these are people who are born, they grow up in societies, they grow up with given biases.
Yes.
At very human levels, they have their likes and dislikes. And so for you to assume that they're going to be ideally objective,
yes,
it's so hard. And hiyo ndio kitu pia imenibamba cause siku hizi, people do not judge wanahabari so much for expressing their opinions on certain issues because they sort of understand that hawa ni watu and this is who they are. And it's better kudeal nao venye wako kushinda kuona kama they are perfect beings.
I think you could come nini pia ni there's a little certain level of inaitongani confirmation bias where tunataka ku consume someone who's going to confirm
what we already believe in.
Yeah. So like even right now umechiki something as innocent abile tumebonga juu ya units kuwa cheaper right now this is controversial najeba like you'll find kuna mtu amekatika cause alikuwa anataka kumconfirm ya ime get more expensive.
Eh, kwanza anaweza sema walitumwa hapo.
So umetumwa but unapata ni kitu uli nini by mistake.
Yeah.
Najua uko whatever by mistake cause power like ukiangalia praises za power zimekuwa interesting sana. They've been cause zinaendaga up and down.
Yeah.
So I remember like for mimi like on average mpenda kutumia hiyo 5k yes. At some point during Uhuru's time ilikuwa 145 units alafu ikachange kakami kafika 178. So it's been what 178 for so long Like ikienda gambali inaenda 175 then inarudi 178 175 hapo. Alafu sasa saizi imeenda
186
unacheki. So now you don't know what's going to happen next. And but now ile time una do news huko allowed kuwa objective huko allowed kuwa so kuna hiyo a level of confirmation bias that's tricky. So I think it's also going to make it, do you think it's going to make it harder for the news guy?
Yeah, it's going to make it harder for the news guy because already hata kwa comment section watu wanakuambiaga na wewe uko wapi, two term ama one term.
Yeah.
Na pia kuna time news sub break in a way yenye design watu wanataka.
Yes.
But design imebreakiwa, kuna details maybe zimekuwa omitted to fit a narrative. So yuko kuja na objectivity yako kama news guy kuambia yes ilikuwa hivi lakini haikuwa hivyo venye inasemekana ilikuwa hivi.
Yes.
Na watu wanakutandika mawe, wanasema wewe umetumwa huu.
Tudanganye.
Umetumwa usafishe rada.
Eh. Pia watu loga hizo?
Yeah.
Oh, that happens. That's interesting, happens. Man, because I feel like mimi kuna feel kama sisi because podcasting go under so much scrutiny. Because kuna kwa gana hiyo element ya you've been paid, you've been what and I find it to be a very dangerous way. Especially for sisi wale tuko online and we are educated.
Yes.
There are other ways to counter vitu. Kama tulikuwa na government spokesperson hapa, akatuambia, and he was telling us about, he even shared a video yake ya queues za fuel at Costco. Then someone else who's based in the US calls me later to explain to me how that happens. So apparently Costco has lower prices.
Yeah.
So what normally happens is there's always a line, because ukinunua at Costco is going to be the cost, yes. It's going to be cheaper than the next place.
Yeah.
So number one is you have to be a member. So what other people do is, since kasa hizi vile fuel imeenda high, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my card. Because them, they don't check. They just look at, are you a member?
Yes.
Because unaweza kuwa ni member na una drive gari yangu. Understand? Like it's... ama... nini, you understand, like yo, we can't judge you by it has to be this specific car ama what. So that's what happens where so umseki Peter ilikuwa ni cause watu, the members were waiting,
were lining
up
because that's the best deal they can get.
Yes. But him on the other side akiona and only like, ah, you know what,
shortage.
This is what's happening hapo. But sasa now another thing that helps them is in India. India nilishikia ti India may increase fuel mara tatu in the past, one week.
Yeah.
So these are now the tricky parts where now for you as a news guy. Yeah. That's when kuna kuambia it becomes really hard to be a news person, because I don't think you're allowed to talk about that. Are you? Do you think you're allowed to tell people that India, ukiamua tuseme umeamua sasa I'm doing international news.
Yeah.
Can you tell people that India in the past 1 week imeongezwa mara tatu? You understand? Kutakuwa na, oh, umetumwa.
No, I can do that.
Yeah. Hautajali kwa kuwa umetumwa.
Ah, no. Me feel, mi nakuwaga na yoruli ya give people information wa mwe kutakufanya na ayo.
Yeah.
And then ndio maana pia spendi kureply kwa comments sana.
Mm.
So ule mwenye rasema iko sawa na mwenye rasema iko sawa na waacha hapo kwa comment section sasa.
Mpigane.
Awa malizane hapo. But mimi nimekupa the information as it is. I think that's what I really mimi aspire to do. To give you the information as it is. Sasa venye wata react to it. Ukuje kwa comment section wa umekutuka na nani ama ukuje kufanya nini. So we fanya venye utafanya hapo kwa.
Okay. That's interesting because you, if you're to look at your main platform, you'd say it's TikTok.
TikTok, yes.
So on TikTok, you never reply.
I rarely reply.
Yeah.
Mostly me actually reply to positive.
So, ikoneni, the main platform is YouTube. Rarely reply. Outside YouTube, na reply giwatu. And I remember, like, I don't know if he'd want me to reveal this, but I remember nilipigiwa simu na, what's his name? Dr. Kingori. And he was telling me, Mwafu, just don't. Just touch it. And I was like, yeah, why do I do this thing? Yeah. This is not even my main platform. Kwa nina reply yana na watu. So I think that's a good attitude where you put, give people the information, let them deal with it the way they want to. But I think maybe tukimalizia tuzabonga jiyo that part where How dangerous do you think it is also peer politicians who can spread disinformation? By them spreading disinformation, I mean when they start saying that geopolitics means nothing. Because the citizens will believe you.
Yes.
The citizens will believe that the fuel problem is just a Kenyan problem.
Yes.
And I feel like when they believe that, that's when like what happened in on Monday happens, where citizens go to the streets.
Because
yes. they truly believe you are harassing them.
Yes.
And then they end up getting hurt.
Mm.
So, una feel energy, do you feel like maybe politicians should look for, because I think Kenya has so many issues that we can, tunzalenga zile ziko na geopolitics, we go to the ones that are just strictly Kenyan.
Strictly Kenyan.
Mm.
I think the biggest danger yenye na pose ni to democracy itself. Miusema, the biggest danger yenye misinformation and disinformation in a pose ni to democracy and governance. Why? Na ufanya nijiulize sana if democracy is right for us as a country.
Yes.
Or, and a society. Why? Because democracy as it is, ukwa iko structured in a way that it assumes that you're making an informed choice.
Okay.
Before it makes the majority have a say, it assumes that this majority are making an informed choice regarding issue yenye wana vote on.
Yes.
Whether it's a referendum ama ni leader. If it's a leader, democracy inassume huyu mwaf ni mtu namjua, najua values zake. Kama ni do, najua venye yeye handle do. You know, all that. Democracy assumes that. But unfortunately, the information we consume inakuanga so adulterated.
Yes.
And it's sort of set to make you make a decision in a certain way. So that when I misinform you, na kumisinform kama already najua na kumisinform, ndiyo ikifika siku unapiga kura, nilisha kuwaya fiti sana.
Yeah.
Hadi ukaona, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. And probably, all that information I've fed you for 4 years or 3 years, ilianza na wrong information. So I've just been building on it. And unfortunately, democracy now in assume that ile siku unaenda kwa ballot.
Yes.
Unaenda ukiwa na the right information and you're going to make the right choice.
Yes.
And so politicians do it intentionally. Juu wanataka we make certain decisions in certain ways, and you can only make them if we have a given information in a given way ama from a given angle.
Because I think hata umesema hivyo, your story of information and what umefanya nikafikiria, if there was actually a country where there should be fuel protest in America.
Yeah.
Because America can stop the fuel hikes. Yes. America, okay, if they were to push Trump to stop the war hikes, in Iran, Strait of Hormuz ikifunguka, it's that. We are back to basically normal. Najiki. As long as hiyo iko hapo, we don't know if it's going to be opened. We don't know if it's not going to be opened. It brings this uncertainty. And also, politicians, I think, like Kotna Sema, they should learn from Ruto. Ruto was busy telling Uhuru, Ukraine means nothing.
Yes.
Then he found out that Ukraine means something. The next person, like the opposition, if they actually believe they are going to get power, they should know that still, if there is another war of Iran next year,
Mafta itapanda.
And so, I think, watu wako kwa the media space, it's also time to kunini kwa patia say information, alafu kwa chawa wa deal nayo vile watanini. So I think you know, advice moja nili get from nani ile niko like sasa nita kwa nikiacha tu watu kwa sumu wagi na hatu like kwa hata ino nagamtu wa mesu wakitia kijinga niko like zizi I want true. And then you realize politics is so emotional that people will never use logic.
True.
Hakuna mtu ataka chini but yenyewe it's logical since this has happened. This means this will happen. I go, any 2 term?
Yes.
Any 1 term? Alafu mnatukana na hapo. Oh, naenda hivi kwa umekasirika, naenda kama umekasirika.
Amejam.
Alafu it helps nothing. Yeah. Yes. But amavo, asante sana.
Tami nashukuru sana.
Yeah, mmoja mmoja na nini? Naitwa nephew wangu pia naitwa hiyo jina.
Big up.
Yes.
Big up mambo.
Yes. And yeye anaweza taka kujua yake alipata gaje, because tukiwa toi kuna sit kuna nasikizaga. wa reggae. Alikuwa anaitwa something Marvin, was it? Oh. So I don't know if the name, like it's one of my brothers who aliambia. Naweza taka kujua jina yake ili kama party. Eh, wewe unaweza kwa
nini? I think ilitokea Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Zaya alikuwa anapenda.
Mm. Eh, angekuongezea hiyo jina bila ungeshangaa.
The
getrolly wire. Yeah, getrolly wire. Imenikumbusha ile na gaile ya nani? Ya ile Tyson Gay wins the race. Did you ever see that?
That headline. Nani,
headline. Mm. Do you know who reacted to it?
No.
Sinani, Pasaris. Pasaris was like, how does he being gay mean anything? Wasewa kashindwa like... What are you talking about?
Alikuwa to touch.
Yeah.
Mbaya sana.
Yeah, Pasaris. Pasaris was a guy. She's a very interesting character, man. Yeah. She ended up in it. It's one of those iconic tweets in Kenya's history. Ile like Tyson Gaze, you all come fanya nini?
How does he being gay?
Yeah, change anything. So like, what are you going to be? Wait,
Miguna was right.
Yeah. Yeah, Miguna was... That was like, such a funny nini. Mm. But Buddha, shukran sana.
Hata mina shukuro.
Yeah, ndelewa
kutia. Are we expecting a projection from you?
Mm?
Kama zile za Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, yeah. 27. Are you planning to do like a 24-hour? Kukipo wasi updated. Yeah,
ama what do you feel? Numbers?
That's in the...
No, ama what do you feel about the role of, you know, independent media during that time?
Tallying.
Tallying. Especially during the tallying process.
Is that quite important?
The main guys don't do it.
Mm.
What about the news guy?
I'll try as much as I can to do it. But pia nasemaga, I cannot save the world alone.
Yes, yes.
I can only do it to the level in my resources and my networks and my access it and allow.
Yes.
So if my resources and networks and the environment then will allow me to do it nationally, I'd be more than glad to do it. It's really important. Itakuwa really, really important. Kuna watu uniambia, sisi kabla tuyone kwako.
Yes.
Atuamini may happen. But venye nimesema, if the environment will allow it, because kitu naona pia inakama hapa mbele ni a serious crackdown.
Yes.
On independent media. Kutunaenda kwa na... Utasikia tu vitu funny. Kama media council inasema sasa mnahitaji license.
No, they might come at us,
yeah,
but
they might come with that.
Make sure you arm yourself with agents wherever you want to nini, because agents are allowed to take photos of final tally that are stamped. So long as imekuwa stamped na iko signed na PO, that you can call it. It's legal, it's nothing illegal. Na si ati ni election imefanyika Uganda.
Shida yetu inakuanga
nyeupe.
Shida yetu sana ni news verification inakuanga very expensive.
Yes,
yes it is.
Because more often as a anataka picha za agents. So anasema mimi ni agent wa polling station fulani sijasikia Nandi hata.
Yeah.
Intentionally too. Pengine ni mtoto anataka kukuset up.
Yes,
anakutumia. Na iko hadi stamped, iko na kila kitu. Yeah. Kwa unaipeperusha.
Niona kuambia in time, it's going to be very hard. But I think vile umesema, you need all the support that you can. Because even that time is going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
To have even trust.
Wakita kufanya itabidi. They'd have to support you monetarily. Because I think it would have to take more than you. Peke yako. Nisabidi saa yu time work na team. So kazi yako ni kusoma. But kuna msi anachukua ile form imeupload umetumiwa kwako, then they have, you have to have aka AI you can run it through, ione kama iko na the same ninis as the other documents that are original. So it's going to be a process. Yes,
but actually hata sai goal yangu ni you see how Citizen does it.
Yes,
when tuseme on a specific day kuna a rally may happen in Kisumu, ingine Mombasa, something is happening in Nairobi, maybe an event. Goal yangu ni ni kuable ku put all that on TikTok. You see, when you're standing on a studio, so mimi ni kama na niko studio, but now I have someone in Kisumu.
Okay.
So correspondents. Switch.
Yeah.
Okay. Correspondents.
You switch to.
Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to it, man. And congrats on the growth.
Nashukuru, man.
Najua. Nikushua ukianza huko nafikiria it.
Yeah, kweli.
Yeah. Mtu anzaga tweets, it's just a joke. Before you know it, umeifanya leo, umeifanya kesho. Then it becomes the work.
Yeah.
It becomes the job. Yeah. So, Kama kawaida vile suse magani, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah. Tukimalizia tukusema, eko nene.
Eko nene.